Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everyone listening right now. You are listening to the Monsters and Friends podcast, Christmas Extravaganza. You may have noticed that this isn't your normal host. Right now, Mike is with his family celebrating Christmas magic and all that stuff, so I told him I was going south to visit family, but I was just really waiting outside for him to leave. Oh, that means you get another amazing bonus episode from yours truly. If you haven't listened to the pod before, this is Barry. I'm a Bigfoot. Yeah. I know that some of you don't know who I am yet, but Mike is my sidekick, and I let him use my cabin to record. You know what? For Christmas, you want to know how we met? Well, okay. One day, Mike was hiking through the woods, as hard as that is to believe, and he discovered my cabin. He knocked on the door because he heard some screaming from the inside. I don't get it. I was just watching a documentary called The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Weird, right? I opened the door and then he screamed. It was pretty entertaining, really. Either way, we became besties at that exact moment. And we hang out, and sometimes we chase butterflies and stuff. Well, I chase the butterflies anyway, but I'm getting off topic. So, I knew Mike was going to be gone for a bit, so I wanted... I knew that Mike was going to be gone for a bit, so I wanted to do something great to say thanks to all of my amazing fans. I even got a new mic, so I know my voice sounds better for you guys. You like it? Yeah, I do too. We're going to go ahead and we're going to start this podcast now. So, welcome to the Monsters and Friends podcast. This is our Christmas episode, and I'm super excited about our cryptid this week. I have spent hours watching documentaries about this guy. Well, I mean, I think I at least spent three hours on them. I'm not really sure. I don't have a clock. But it was a lot of hours, but I know that's a lot of hours to humans. This week on the podcast, we are going to talk about a cryptid that's about as cuddly as a cactus, with a brain full of spiders and the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile. On the Christmas special of the Monsters and Friends podcast, we are going to talk about the mean old Grinch. Yeah, that's right. The Grinch has been described by those that have seen him as a pot-bellied, mean-tempered, pear-shaped, snub-nosed creature that appears to be some sort of green in color. It kind of looks avocado, but I guess you could call it puke? I don't really know. But more specifically, I'm pretty sure you would classify him as avocado. I'd have to go back and watch the documentaries again. So, he suffers some sort of biological cardiac condition where his heart is two sizes too small. That's probably why he's so grouchy. He doesn't have enough blood flow to his brain or something. I don't know. Is there his medulla oblongata is broken? I don't really know what that is. Anyway, this creature, the Grinch, he was first seen in public all the way back in 1955. Yeah. In 1957, though, a great and esteemed doctor, I believe his name was Ted Seuss, Theodore Seuss, Dr. Theodore Seuss, wrote the first biography about this terrifying creature. it was revealed that he lived near a small town called Whoville. Now, when I was watching these and when I read a book about it, nowhere in the story does it say where Whoville is, but really, if I had to guess, I'd probably say it's like in Colorado or something. Or maybe Canada. Or Alaska? Well, I mean, I guess it could be in the Northeast. Yes. Mount Crumpet is way too big. And where was I? Oh yeah, The Grinch. In 1966, the feature-length documentary was first created, and it described the events of that Christmas night. The Grinch went down into the town of Whoville, Colorado, Alaska, or Canada, the Northeast, I don't know, and did something unspeakable. He stole all the presents from the people named the Whos, like all of them. He broke into their house, and he took all of their things, their Christmas trees, and their stockings, and he even took all of the food out of the refrigerator. And those pretty lights that you hang up. He stole those too. And then he met this girl, this little girl. Her name was Cindy Lou Who. She's a hero. And he looked at Cindy and he said, "Little girl, go back to bed. Santa is just fixing this light bulb." So she did. And when they woke up the next day, the whole town was really, really sad. Now, there's two different documentaries that I watched that kind of describe it differently. One of them, the mayor guy, he was like really mad. He was like, "I'm the mayor, and oh, Cindy Lou, you ruined Christmas with the Grinch." And the other one, I mean, they were kind of upset, but they weren't like really mean or anything. But they all stood around and they sang this magical song. I don't really know what language it was. Maybe it was Swedish. Anyway, they stood around and they sang this magical song, and the Grinch, who was hiding up in the woods in the forest on Mount Crumpet, in Canada or Alaska, maybe Colorado, maybe Sweden, I don't know. He was up there, and his heart actually had some sort of weird biological reaction to the sound waves that were traveling, and his heart grew 3 sizes that day. So then he got blood to his brain, and he could focus again. But he was still green, like a weird avocado color. He kind of has the same hair that I have, but everything else is kind of different. Yeah. I mean, he might be like a cousin. I mean, there's like a lot of us. There's the Yeti. He lives over in Europe. No, the Yeti's in Asia. Yeah. And then you got the Skunk Ape, who lives down in Florida. We don't visit him a whole lot because he smells. And of course you have Uncle Bigfoot. He lives out, he might know where Mount Crumpet is. Anyway, so the Grinch ended up deciding that he wasn't actually mean. Once he could get the proper blood flow to his brain, you know, he went down the mountain and he brought everything back to the Whos. And then he became their friend. And they all sung around and sang a really nice song, and it was really, really nice. Yeah, this had a happy ending. Because now the Whos and the Grinch, they live in relative peace and harmony. And they sing songs together, and they had a big feast in the Grinch's cave. But I don't know why you'd want to eat in a cave, because there's spiders, and they're kind of gross. But this was a good cryptid. He was proven to be real, Because I saw him on the documentary. There was a cartoon and then there was a real one. So they, I think it might have been a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Gosh. Mike always knows these words. What is this word? It was a little dramatized. Yeah, that's a big word. I played that in Scrabble. It was dramatized because, I mean, you really can't recreate all of the exact moments, but you can recreate some of them, you know what I mean? Anyway, I should probably get going here pretty soon, but I just thought that this was such a cool story. You don't see a whole lot of cryptids that, like, become friends with people. And the Grinch totally became friends with these people. The Whos. In the village. Or something. In Whoville. Yeah, that's the village. I think it's in Colorado. Maybe Alaska. Definitely not in Canada. Well, maybe it is in Canada. Anyway. I really, really hope you enjoyed hearing this little mini short story about the Grinch, because, like I said, he might be a cousin, so I'll probably look him up on my flip phone and see if I can't find him. Gonna bust out the old Samsung like the kids all have, you know what I mean? Okay, well, I'm gonna go open up the presents I put underneath this tree over here. I don't know why you humans do that. Very strange. Either way, I hope you enjoyed listening to the Monsters and Friends podcast, and I think at the end Mike always says, if you want to talk to us, you can go on the Twitter, at MNFPod, or you can go on the Picturegram, at Monsters and Friends. He made a website, it looks really cool. It's monstersandfriends.wordpress.com. Yeah, I don't know why you would press words, but, or you can email us at the Google Mail. I think it's just monstersandfriends@googlemail.com. Is it Y-mail? Google Mail? I don't even know what a Google is. Maybe the next episode we can do it about the Google. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you for listening to my little podcast here. Mike's going to be really excited because he's going to see there's so many listens. Goof. Anyway, I read this in a book, so it's my favorite quote. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, make like a tree and leave.